Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's Miss Eclectic. It's good vibes. I love me some Anita Baker. Let me tell you, she just puts me in a whole groove. Now, my generation, I grew up on Anita Baker, but when Anita Baker was played on Saturday mornings, we were about to clean on Saturday mornings. It had Anita Baker, Luther Vandross, all of the above, and I knew it was time for some good Saturday comic cleaning for that bathroom. Y'all, we are giving away Anita Baker tickets. She will be at State Farm Arena on May 11th. I am excited. Love me some Anita Baker. So, caller number three. If you're caller number three, you can win a pair of Anita Baker tickets. Make sure you are a Georgia resident and have a valid Georgia driver's license. I love Anita Baker. I've seen her in concert. I will tell y'all about my Anita Baker concert experience in a minute. But right now, y'all, it is Black Women's History Month. We were celebrating Women's History Month with business spotlights all month long. So now it is Black Women's History Month, and I have none other than Charity Mahone. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Digital designs. Listen, I saw branding, I saw digital, I saw designs. Tell everybody who doesn't know exactly what is a brand.
Gotcha. So basically, people make it a buzzword, but you honestly are your brand. Mm-hmm. Like, you, that's basically what it is. It embodies like your business, it embodies your essence, it embodies like who you are. And I think oftentimes people like they make it something that they overcomplicate what it really is.
Right, right. So is it who you are? Is it like what you represent? Is it mm-hmm. how you make people feel?
Yeah, all of that. It's your brand is basically what people say about you when you're not in the room.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that. So it's Angela Bassett said. Oh, not, I said Angela Bassett. Maya Angelou, y'all must be. y'all gave somebody a name. My answer says not, you know, you can, might not remember a person's name, air quotes, but you do remember how they made you feel. So how did you get to having this space where you brand and you have, you're built to help therapists, speakers, entrepreneurs, all the above? How did you get started?
Oh, I started in 2016 in my parents' home on my kitchen table. Like,
really?
I graduated from grad school and I was so excited. 3.9 GPA. I'm like, okay, I'm about to do some things. I got a high GPA. And baby, nobody was trying to hire your girl.
Really?
It was bad. And so my grandmother moved in at the time and I was helping my parents take care of her. Then I was like, you know what?
Congratulations, sir.
Let's want to do something. So God led me to Web Design, YouTube University, playing around with
yes.
Just playing around with different things. My brother putting my name out there, like, oh, my sister can do this, my sister can do that. So I had to build a website. I didn't know how to do that. YouTube put me onto that.
Listen, yes.
And things just took off from there.
I love it. I love it. People don't realize how valuable YouTube University is. Listen, I was talking to a friend of mine last night. He was like, I really don't know how to brand. You know, I really don't know how to build a website. I was like, listen, YouTube University.
YouTube, baby.
GoDaddy, Wix. Go do what you need to do, right?
Come on now. Squarespace, too. Squarespace.
I'll say that. Yeah, I love it. Like, puppets. Squarespace. So what made you think that in the, because you are from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were talking about earlier, you're a Grady baby.
Yeah, Grady baby. My number is 404. I got a 404.
I love it. I love it. So what made you feel like there was a void for this space?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking that big.
Really?
I was thinking baby, when you know when you're doing like in the moment, I wasn't thinking that big. I was thinking like, okay, I need some money. I need some money.
Yes.
And I need something. So the more God blessed me to be able to learn more things mm-hmm. that open more doors for me. And it wasn't like I was just planning in the moment. It was just one opportunity led to another opportunity and led to another opportunity. And it was just the grace of God that I am here.
No,
but no real plan.
I love that. But God opened the doors for you.
Yes, he was open doors, kicking doors.
The opening the right ones and closing the right ones, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's so funny because I had a list of jobs that I was applying to, and it was about like maybe like 90 jobs I applied to. No one was checking for me. And I'm like, man, it sucks. And I spoke to my dad about the situation, and he said, you know what? Just you're frustrated, you're anxious. Mm-hmm. Just talk to God about it and talk to him. Just ask him to give you a dream. And I prayed that prayer and God gave me a dream. Show me what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so grateful for all those 90 jobs that was not trying to hire me.
Right. It's a blessing. Right. Yeah. But in that moment.
Oh, God was picking on me.
In that moment, like, I never saw myself being in Atlanta, right? I'm from Texas, right?
Oh,
shout out
wow.
to Texas,
okay.
right? And I'm from San Antonio.
Texas.
Me too. And then I'll be in Dallas, and that's where I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. They have some great communities there. And then I get, like, then the jobs I just have. I was like, but Lord, I don't understand. I thought this was it. But, I mean, like you said, he just opens the right doors mm-hmm. for you. And if you're faithful, he will continue to open more doors for you. But it's not always an easy time,
oh,
right?
No.
And so give us an aspect of being a Black female entrepreneur. Like,
oh,
even though I know Atlanta is like just about number one for Black entrepreneurs, but how has that journey been for you?
For me, starting up, it was I can't speak for everybody's experience, mm-hmm. but for mine, I was looking for like mentors
mm-hmm.
and granted, I wasn't like praying for a business, so I didn't even know how to communicate what I needed. So just trying to find the right person to go to, finding funding, you know, just also going over limiting beliefs as it relates to being Black and being mm-hmm. a business owner. That's
Ooh,
two different
that's
things.
Two different things, right?
Yeah,
right, right.
Two different fears. Wondering how do I present myself? Code switching, like I can go on all day on all the different like fears that you may have.
You said some code switching.
Yeah, code switching.
You spoke on that.
Yeah.
Listen, it's about break time. I know we have to go to break, and we had talked, you know, who won our Anita Baker tickets. But I want to talk about code switching and bringing your authentic self to work, especially as a Black woman. And we've got the Crown Act and all that we struggle with each and every day. So I definitely want to hone in on that as well, y'all. It is Good Vibes with Miss Eclectic. We have Charity Mahone here.
Come
Keep
on.
It locked right here. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. In the Good Vibes of Miss Eclectic right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I can listen to Anita all day. It's just her tone. Oh my goodness. But congratulations to Kareem Alameen. I hope I'm saying your name right, Kareem. Who you taking to? I want to know you taking your wife, girlfriend, significant other, daughter. I want to know. But I love it. Congratulations. You will definitely enjoy Anita Baker in concert. Let me tell you, I went to see her in concert. It rained the entire time, and when she came out, it's like the sun just shined. But anyway, y'all, I see she got Jesus on her side. Okay, y'all, we have Charity Mahone. I'm excited because before we went to the break, you started talking about code switching. For people who might not know what that is, what is code switching?
Code switching is basically when you present yourself different ways depending on the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe around your family, you're more relaxed. Some family members, you're more
that's
relaxed.
Very true.
Maybe you present yourself a certain way at church. Maybe you present yourself a certain way at your job with your partner. So just kind of showing different sides of yourself depending on the audience and constantly fine tuning it to make sure that you present yourself in a way that they will likely perceive who you are.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And how do you feel? Because some people feel a certain type of way about bringing your authentic self to work. Is there a layer of your authentic self that you should bring to work, or can you bring your entire? Because I know, so we went through the pandemic and we went to working from home and, you know, the Zoom calls. And now, you know, most of these employers want you to come back and in-person meetings. But what is really the fine line in being professional, quote unquote, and bringing your authentic self to work?
It honestly depends on the company's culture.
That's true.
So, like, for me, it's a little bit different because I have my own business. I try to be as presentable as can be.
Right.
If we're having a meeting and we're discussing your website on Zoom, I'm probably going to have a jean jacket on.
Right.
I'm probably going to be very casual. But if you work for a company and they require you to dress up, you kind of have to
do that work culture. Yep.
Yeah. So that's the struggle that you have there.
That's true. And that's one thing about that's great about being an entrepreneur and being in whatever sector that you're in.
Yeah.
You're able to navigate through that culture. I love that. How do you balance creativity in business? Because you've got this creative space.
My God. We're still figuring it out. No, I'm just playing. So basically what I try to do is set aside time. Like, okay, a huge part of my day is going to be focused for creativity. And I'm going to, towards the end, I'm going to focus like the admin work, the business work. I'm going to set aside time. And then maybe on Fridays, finance Fridays. So you kind of theme it. So you can kind of making sure that you do the things that you need to do. But
yeah,
for me, that's kind of how
I need some advice. I need to go ahead and schedule a consultation. Because you know, like, creativity comes in spaces. It's hard to kind of like schedule creativity.
It seems hard, right?
It does.
But the thing is, you just put it on the calendar. Okay, I'm going to show up and do this. I'm going to do this. So, okay, let's say for me, I'm going to work on this website between this time and this time.
Okay.
I may not be motivated. What I may be doing may look like, girl, are you serious? But I'm forcing myself to use that muscle. You gotta force yourself.
Ooh.
You can do it.
You just gave me some motivation. You said forcing myself to use this muscle. I love it.
Force it.
So tell us about Squarespace. Tell us about what this is. Just give us the whole rundown.
Yeah, so when I first started, I started on Squarespace. It was really, I really love the brand. They're really friendly. Customer service is A1. You're talking, you can reach out, have a problem, someone reach back, it's a real person.
Oh, I like that. I like it.
So, and it's really easy. So along the way, I just stumbled upon Squarespace and I referred it to my clients and they use it for their businesses. And it's just been really easy when you offhand that site to them as opposed to other sites. There are a lot of different platforms, but Squarespace, the ease of it, the offhand, where I don't have to have a gazillion questions at the end of the day, it's perfect for me.
I like that. Let me go straight to Spain. And then you said a real person. Listen, this AI, I'm cool with AI. I like it. You know, I'm liking some ChatGPT, but sometimes you need a real person. You need to have that human, that human interaction.
Yeah, and tell you like, hey, this is what you dropped. Nah, this on you.
This ain't on me, right? I didn't do it. So Mahone Studios, give us all the details on this too, because it looks amazing.
Okay, you gotta come. It's not that far. Like, you literally can walk. It's too hot.
Okay,
but
I
can walk.
I got this leather jacket on right now. So
yeah, you might.
I'm at the.
You might pass out. Okay, but yeah, God bless us with that. out in October. Basically,
oh, congratulations.
Basically, my brother does photography and I do branding and web design. And okay. So we were always booking places for clients. It was like, okay, we want our own space.
Mm.
And so God just blessed our faith to come up and open the door where we have our own space. And my mom and my daddy is a part of it. And I just love that. Mama don't play. Mama has like an extensive background in business, like 20 years.
Oh, that's good.
So her business mind is, woo.
That's good. A1. Yes.
I'm like, how did you see that? But it's a really dope space. You can change the sets. And the thing I love about our space is we have the equipment. So we spend a lot of money on equipment. Usually when you're renting space, you might have to bring in your own lighting, all the things for aperture.
Mm-hmm.
But here you just come. We got the lights. We got everything that you need. You can have a podcast set up. You can do video shoots, photo shoots. You can do, it's to the point where you can make it whatever you want it to be.
I love it. So yeah. People just come in and they can rent out the space they mm-hmm. want to at a certain time. This is different because there are a lot of podcast studios. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different type of, but this is actually just a full-out content studio.
Full-out content studio. And then we're, over the summer, we're thinking about, because my brother's in film, he's going to be graduating from film school. So we're thinking about doing like different, like small, like scripts, like where you just need one set.
Yes.
Just to kind of like really show what's possible in the studio. So yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. And exactly where are you located?
We are literally on, not that far from here. We are, you know where the Silver Skillet is?
Now listen, I am geographically challenged.
Okay. we're about 5 minutes away. We're on 214, I believe it's like 14th Street.
Okay, so you're not far away. Yeah, so like in the midtown, downtown area. Okay. That's want to make sure that people could come and support. Like how do people, do they go on the website? How do people book space?
Yeah, go on the website now.
Yeah, definitely. And what's the website?
Mahomestudios.com.
Mahomestudios.com. Yeah. And I mean, from the looks of it, when I saw it, the looks of it are amazing.
Yeah,
I feel like it's family friendly. I feel like it's some place that I can be
yourself.
That I can be myself.
Yeah.
And you have challenged me and I'm actually going to go and try to find that creative space, actually schedule that creative time. You just made me think about and work this creative muscle.
Yeah, work it.
Yes,
because it's going to get stronger. It's kind of like going to the gym, you know?
That's true. It's the more you use it, right? I was talking a little bit earlier in the show, you know, talking about sometimes it's good to have that rest, but sometimes you can schedule rest, but you can also schedule time to be creative and time to be productive as well. Give somebody a tip or give a young lady a tip who wants to start a business, because some people might say, well, Atlanta's saturated or there's not enough spaces. What's a tip that you have for a young black lady that's coming up who wants to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was like, we don't got you yet.
Hey, I love it. Yes.
It's more than enough room for everybody to eat.
Yes, yes.
But I would say first, faith is important.
Absolutely.
I say like, you know, talk to God, see how what he wants you to do. Like he can tell you, I want you to do this. Because you may say, okay, I want to start this company because this is thriving. But God may say, you know what? 5-10 years from now, this is not going to be in the industry anymore. So first I would say seek God. And then from there, if you have like spiritual guide, like a pastor or something like that, someone that can hear from God.
Yes.
My pastor and my bishop, like they're prophets, so they can really hear like God is saying do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
You need people like that in your corner. Like,
yes.
Yeah, to tell you how to move, because when you're just starting up, your faith is kind of low, so you need somebody to speak into your faith to move you to the next level.
No, I totally agree. Y'all, it is Charity Mahone. Tell everybody how to contact you, the website, all of the above. They can get some consultation. They can get some content creation going on as well.
Get that website done, baby. So CharityMahone.com, on Instagram Charity_Mahone, MahoneStudios.com. Mahone Studios on Instagram is where you can find me.
You type in Charity Mahone. You just type in the name.
Charity Mahone.
Mahone. MAHONE is going to come up.
Yes.
I love it. I love your spirit. You've definitely brought the good vibes on Good Vibes Tonight. And we definitely want to support. And definitely got to come out to your studio and definitely check it out. And make sure I flex my creativity muscle. Y'all, keep it locked right here. It's Good Vibes with Miss Eclectic. Coming up, we have another ticket giveaway for none other than Anita Baker, operator. Anyway, y'all, we also have our throwback mix of the day coming up with DJ Tyler A, who's here in the studio today. Y'all, keep it locked right here. It's Good Vibes. I was wrong. I sing you this song.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.